Nolte, Data Confirms No One's Watching Hundreds of Woke Streaming Shows. By John Nolte on March 29, 2024. Data revealed by Variety in March confirmed that, other than the top 20 shows, pretty much no one is watching any of that woke crap on America's lousy streaming services. As series output soared to historic heights in 2022, with nearly 1,000 original titles released on the major streaming platforms, the useless, far-left Variety reported without ever explaining why viewership on most services was concentrated among fewer than two dozen shows. Data shows the top 20 most watched TV seasons on every streaming service other than Netflix accounted for the vast majority of original series viewership on almost all of the major US-based streaming platforms in 2022. None of this surprises normal people, but it is nice to see what we all knew to be true confirmed. The drop-off between the top-performing shows and the remainder is, if anything, even more striking, the report continued. Get a load of this. Disney Plus released 50 original series in 2022, not counting kids' content, and the 10 most popular seasons captured nearly 80% of original series viewing time, the next 10, just over 16%. Disney seasons that were not in the top 20 accounted for only about 5% of viewing time. Other than Peacock's 3%, that is the worst of all the major streamers. The following is by far the most important revelation. The all-important rewatchable factor. This data also indicates that most streaming originals do not have the rewatch value offered by many older series. Whereas beloved library shows such as Grey's Anatomy reliably chart among the most watched titles on streaming week after week, year after year, new originals are hard-pressed to keep viewers coming back. Looking again at Disney+, only two of the top 10 original seasons in 2022 reappeared among the top 10 the next year. The Mandalorian Season 2 and limited series Andor, both Star Wars properties. The former actually saw its share of viewing time rise year over year, likely bolstered by the third season's premiere. So even if people are watching the top 20 streaming shows once, almost no one goes back to rewatch them again. And there is only one reason for that: they suck. And the primary reason they suck is the woke-a-tardery. As I've mentioned before, when you see lists of the greatest foreign movies ever made, there is one glaring omission, with the exception of the rebellious Sergei Eisenstein. Every country under Soviet domination during the Stalin era. Why? Because the commies only produced dull propaganda. Stalin understood the power of movies, and even as he enjoyed American movies every evening in the Kremlin, Soviet citizens were fed a steady diet of forgettable and dull commercials, which is all propaganda is. So what are Americans rewatching? Pre-woke shows such as Suits, Friends, Grey's Anatomy, The Office, Seinfeld, Breaking Bad, Lost. You know, television shows that are actually entertaining, provocative, and offer subtext instead of straight text. Left-wing lectures, gay sex, men in dresses that we're required to take seriously, virtue signaling, diversity hires, nothing's funny, nothing's irreverent, nothing's fun. Instead of offering the pleasure of making us think, we are told what to think. It's all garbage. And the rejection of this garbage is costing Hollywood billions. And think of the waste, billions of dollars poured into thousands and thousands of hours no one will ever watch. It's all ether. It's like it never existed. But the older stuff, going all the way back to the 1950s through the 1980s, people are still watching through outlets such as MeTV and Grit. Here's a perfect example of everything wrong with the entertainment business today. Remember War of the Roses, the 1989 movie that starred Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner? They just announced a remake with Olivia Colman and Benedict Cumberbatch. Only an industry run by prudish lunatics would think that removing the sex appeal from War of the Roses is a good idea. What's next? Baywatch returns, starring Lizzo, Oprah, and a transvestite? And I'm not some fogey living in the past. My wife and I just binge-watched Better Call Saul. Brilliant show. I explain why here. America's rejection of this massive pile of streaming garbage is based on only a lack of compelling storytelling and relatable characters. Hollywood can produce all the crap it wants. But they can't make us watch. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available on Kindle, Audible, and hardcover.